Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Rachel Alvarez thought she was the luckiest girl alive when the man of her dreams became a man of the law.
I felt like God gave me Sergio. He made Sergio for me.
He seemed very protective over Rachel and very much a man's man.
But the badge Sergio wore had little to do with honor.
Some people really are just truly bad.
And Rachel had no idea that evil had been sleeping beside her all these years.
It was monstrous. He had the wool pulled over everybody's eyes.
It was like a fire. I lost everything. Everything.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. After being adopted as a baby, Rachel Shubin felt like she had always been searching for her place in the world.
I always knew I was adopted, so it wasn't shattering, but it wasn't a good childhood. They moved a lot, my adopted family, so I was always the new kid. I felt like I didn't belong.
Rachel dreamed of settling down and having a family of her own someday.
She always wanted a stable family, something that she didn't have when she was growing up.
And in the winter of 1994, while on break from college, a chance meeting in California was about to put 18-year-old Rachel's dream in motion.
I came up to West Sacramento, my hometown, to visit my adopted family. And I went and picked up my mother coffee from the grocery store.
At the cash register, Sergio Alvarez packed up her purchases, and Rachel couldn't help but recognize him from her high school class.
Sergio,
right? Sergio's very, very popular, got along really well with everyone. He was even homecoming king.
Rachel was floored when Sergio followed her out to her car and asked for her number.
So super flattered. This good-looking man asked me to go out with him.
It's the real number.
A few days later, the two went out for dinner. And afterward, Rachel felt herself being swept off her feet.
We went back to his house, and he played the keyboard for me. Told me he couldn't breathe without me. It was so sweet and romantic.
She found him to be very endearing and big and attractive and it didn't take them long to fall in love.
Sergio had this giant family. I liked that he had these roots. It was the family that I'd always wanted.
The only thing that seemed off was the way Sergio shied away from intimacy.
Sergio wasn't as affectionate as I thought was normal. I just thought that was his DNA. Everyone's different.
Despite Sergio's lack of affection, Rachel knew she had met the man of her dreams. A few months after they started dating, Rachel dropped out of school and moved in with Sergio in Sacramento.
I felt like maybe because I had had such a rocky childhood that God gave me Sergio. He made Sergio for me.
With marriage in mind, Rachel got a job managing a local gift shop and the young couple began saving money for their future. But after 2 years, they hit a speed bump when Sergio lost his job at the grocery store for constantly showing up late.
He had started getting write-ups and warnings. And so after 3, they fired him.
It wasn't my fault.
It'll be all right.
But Sergio quickly landed on his feet when one of his friends hooked him up with a job on a ranch for troubled teens.
They needed guidance counselors, men that live there and give them the rules. And they get them used to structure, discipline. He loved that job.
The only problem was that the ranch was in Nevada, 7 hours away.
But he was gone 8 days and home 6 days. And when he's at work, he's not available. I've never minded being alone, but it was hard to be in a relationship with someone far away a lot.
With Sergio gone so much, Rachel became close to a woman who worked nearby named Kate.
She helped Kate out when Kate was working. She would watch Kate's children.
Rachel was eager for Sergio to meet her new friend. So on one of his weeks at home, Rachel invited Kate over for the evening. But later that night, Sergio made a disturbing confession to Rachel.
Your friend Kate came on to me.
Sergio tells Rachel that Kate came on to him and tried to kiss him.
She'd made a pass at him, and he had said that she called me a bitch and said,
"Why are you getting her? You look just so much better."
So I felt super betrayed.
I just can't believe that. That's ridiculous.
But when Rachel confronted her friend, she heard a very different version of the story.
According to Kate, it was the other way around. Sergio tried to unbutton her blouse and tried to go even further.
He came on to me.
Rachel wasn't sure who to believe.
My friends said, you know, she's crazy, she just wants him.
I would have thought, no way, she probably came on to him. Sergio was just an all-around good person.
No.
I ended up believing Sergio.
But Rachel would soon find out that Sergio was far from the knight in shining armor he pretended to be.
Underneath it all, he was evil.
He was psychologically off.
He threw away a good life to be a monster.
I knew it!
In their 4 years together, Rachel Shubin and Sergio Alvarez had faced their share of challenges. Then, in the fall of 1998, Sergio came home from his job on a ranch in Nevada with more bad news.
What's going on? What happened?
Lost my job.
He said that a boy had made an allegation that he was too rough in one of the restraining moves that they were allowed to make on kids when they became out of hand.
Rachel, it was not my fault, all right?
Sergio was let go, and Rachel decided to just be glad he was home.
I was so relieved that he wasn't going to be gone all the time.
Luckily, someone in Sergio's large network of friends quickly helped him land a new job delivering baked goods in the neighborhood.
He's coming home at 3 p.m. every day. The job was perfect for that time in our life. I couldn't have been happier.
In the fall of 1999, almost 5 years after they started dating, Sergio and Rachel finally wed. Within a year, the newlyweds welcomed a baby girl. And 2 years later, Rachel was pregnant again with a little boy. Sergio had given Rachel the family she'd always dreamed of.
They seemed very happy. Sergio seemed like a great father. He was always protective, always present.
But when no one was looking, that Sergio vanished.
But he was not attentive. He wasn't responsible. That attitude, it was very hard for me with the kids. They needed a responsible father.
In 2004, Rachel learned she was expecting baby number 3. Although Sergio was rarely around to help out at home, she was happy that he was at least supporting them financially. Until one day that fall, when Sergio told Rachel that his supervisor at the delivery company was unhappy with his performance.
He's being warned. He didn't take it seriously, so they suspended him, and then after careful review, decided not to bring him back.
How many times is this gonna happen?
All Rachel could think about was how they were going to get by. But Sergio had a plan.
Sergio came up with the idea of going into the police academy. He thought he could make a difference in the community. It was something he really wanted to do.
In 2007, Sergio officially became a member of the West Sacramento Police Department. He immediately put in for night patrol.
He liked working the graveyard shift. He liked catching the bad guys.
But working nights didn't ensure that Sergio spent his days with his family.
I started to notice that he was absent a lot more.
Sergio often claimed he was being called in to testify on his cases, and the extra hours were beginning to take their toll.
Rachel, what is this?
He became mean all the time. He'd bait me into arguments. I can't do anything right. It was just impossible to please him.
Rachel felt instinctually that something was off, and one night in March 2010, she discovered why.
A woman messaged me, and I didn't know who this lady was.
The woman claimed that Sergio had been deceiving Rachel, and this time, there was a shocking set of facts that not even Sergio could deny.
I'm devastated because it's true. This is real.
Look me in the eye, Sergio. Is it true?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In 2010, Rachel Alvarez received a shocking message from a woman she'd never met.
Even though I didn't know her, she said that she couldn't stand that I was being subjected to so much behind my back. She had to do the right thing. She said that Sergio was having an affair.
The woman said that Sergio had been romantically involved with one of her friends for over a year.
She had dates and times and situations that she wouldn't know unless what she was telling me were in fact true.
She said, a year?
When Rachel confronted Sergio, he reluctantly admitted to the affair.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
You're sorry.
My heart was broken.
It's been going on for a year?
He was very remorseful. He said he loved only me.
Yeah.
I'm devastated because it's true. This is real.
It will never happen again.
Rachel struggled with what she should do, eventually deciding to put her family first and believe her husband.
That was her family structure, and that was so very important to her. So she wanted to try to make it work with him.
I wanted to give him the chance. I was willing to work past it. I loved him very much.
So over the next few months, Rachel did her best to put the past behind her and focus on her family.
He did seem to try. So I thought it was on the right track.
But by 2011, after 17 years together, it seemed to get more and more difficult to keep Sergio content, especially in the bedroom.
It seemed for him to get physical satisfaction, he had to be very aggressive. I thought he had like a guilty complex because of the affair. And so this is what it would take for him to be satisfied.
Sergio, you're hurting me.
Rachel justified that as being, you know, this is what my husband needs from me. This is what a wife does for her husband. I said, that doesn't seem normal, doesn't seem right to me.
Rachel did her best to please her husband until September 2012, when Sergio came home with some devastating news.
He opens up his wallet, and there's this groove where your badge goes. And I'm like, where's your badge? And he said, they put me on paid admin leave. A girl made an allegation.
You're accusing me of things that had nothing to do.
Sergio said that a woman he'd encountered on patrol had accused him of forcing himself on her.
Some to the effect that if she didn't grope him, that he would cite her or give her a ticket. He said the Police Officer Association protects their officers from allegations like this because they are normal in this line of work. Why would he force someone to do something? You know, it's very out there.
Rachel was relieved by Sergio's explanation and hoped the incident would be resolved soon. Until Sergio was unexpectedly called into the station.
I'm thinking, oh, is he in trouble? Then my doorbell rings.
Rachel Alvarez?
Yes.
There were 6 or 7 patrol units in front of my house. I was in shock.
What is going on?
Rachel may have thought her marriage had hit rock bottom, but the real nightmare was only just beginning.
You think you know someone, but you really don't.
He would put that uniform on, and he got carried away with the power.
I think he just snapped.
In September 2012, Rachel Alvarez was horrified as an army of investigators descended on her home.
They had a search warrant with specified items that a judge had signed and given them permission to obtain. I was so terrified.
What is going on?
They took all of their cell phones, their computers, tablets, anything that had any kind of communication technology.
When Sergio returned, he told Rachel the allegations were more serious than he originally thought.
What's going on? What now?
They've taken DNA from him. I did not know what to think. This is all new, scary territory for me.
And after 2 months with no word from investigators, Sergio finally sat Rachel down and showed her something shocking.
It was a link to sex addiction in police officers. He told me, I'm a sex addict.
I could be in a lot of trouble.
Sergio admitted he'd had many affairs during their marriage.
There's been a lot of them.
You don't...
He also told her that the current police investigation hanging over his head was serious.
Okay. Please don't leave me.
Rachel was torn.
I loved him. I have a sense of loyalty to him. I don't want to be his wife, but I don't want to turn my back on him either.
Rachel reluctantly agreed to stand by him. And later that night, she tried to learn everything she could about Sergio's addiction.
In doing research to sex addiction, there are links to sexual predators' behavior. And that's when I read My Husband in Black and White.
Something clicked in her head. Looking back, she could see the different traits.
With every word, Rachel's eyes were open to the reality she'd been living in and she thought back to Sergio's lack of intimacy and aggressiveness in bed.
But I also began to remember the allegations from early in our relationship from Kay.
He came on to me.
And thought there might actually be substance to it. So I started thinking he really was a sexual predator. That's the moment I started fearing him. I knew I needed to get out.
Over the next few months, Rachel quietly formulated a plan. And on January 3rd, 2013, she told Sergio she was taking the children out for the day. But instead, she packed up the car and fled to Florida.
She had to be scared to take her kids, drive all the way across the country. Only fear can drive a woman to do that.
And Rachel escaped not a moment too soon. 2 months later, Sergio was indicted on 35 counts, including aggravated kidnapping, rape, sexual penetration, and oral copulation by use of authority and duress.
A woman came forward and said that she had been picked up by him and felt threatened to the point that she felt she needed to perform sexual favors in exchange for not going to jail.
Eventually, investigators linked him to five more victims.
The charges were more than I could wrap my mind around. I was physically ill for 2 weeks.
At his trial in February 2014, Sergio pleaded not guilty, claiming the women's stories couldn't be trusted. But the prosecution argued that Sergio was a sexual predator who used his badge to hunt his victims.
He would check the system for active warrants and pick names of women that he felt he could victimize. He'd take them in his car to some remote locations, wooded lots, back alleys, and they would have sex.
You do me this favor, you won't go to jail.
With DNA and victim testimony, there was no denying the truth.
The physical evidence was overwhelming. And I was just in shock.
Yes.
After 2 weeks of testimony and 9 days of deliberations, Sergio Alvarez was found guilty of 25 felony counts of rape, oral copulation by duress, and aggravated kidnapping. He was sentenced to 205 years in prison.
Sergio put that uniform on, and he got carried away with the power that he had and used it against these women.
You can't prepare yourself for the father of your children and the man you give 18 years of your life to be a monster. I think there was something always wrong with Sergio. I think he just snapped.
Today, Rachel's focus is on her children.
Sergio was like a firestorm that destroyed the home I built for my children and the roots that I'd always wanted for them. It's always going to be hard, but my children ground me.
It's a tough road, but she's still standing and she's not going down and she's going to be there for her children.
Rachel is now content to have stepped out of Sergio's shadow and into her own future.
I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm not ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed of him. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to be a survivor.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.